Thank you so much for joining us for this extraordinary event, and we hope you enjoyed it immensely. We're just finishing after Hanukkah, and soon will be the month of Adar and then Purim. Purim, the Megillas Esther, the whole episode with the Seudah of Achashverosh, the party that the Jews of the time attended wrongly, and Achashverosh's intent was to get them to sin. And therefore he displayed so many different worldly pleasures to get the Jews of the time to sin in terrible ways. There's a fascinating question that's asked by Reb Shlomo Alkavitz, famously known as the author of Lechadoidi, but wrote a sefer on Megillas Esther called Monos HaLevi. And my Rebbe the Mashkiach, Zol Gesund Sein, brings in his sefer Matnas Chaim on Purim, a mimer entitled Zamru Maskil. He brings this question from the Monos HaLevi, and that is, why did Achashverosh not have music at the party at the Seudah of Achashverosh? He had wine, he had food, he had bed laden with different linens, all different colors, all tapestries. Why did he not have music? To which the Reb Shlomo Alkavitz answers that Achashverosh was afraid that if the Jews would hear music and it would go into their ears and would go into their hearts, it may stir up in them an inspired thought, and they may come away saying, what are we doing here? This is not what we were supposed to be. This is not what Hashem wants us to do. And they would run away. In other words, music has such a potency, it has such a power to have a profound effect on a person listening to the music. As the Ramban writes in the Shara Gemul, Ein begashmius dak ki muzika. There's nothing more sublime in this world which is not spiritual as music. It has a tremendous power and effect on a person. But of course, it's only if the person's heart is ready to receive and let his heart be inspired, either by the words or the tune. It's similar, as the Mashkiach explained, to drinking wine. Of course, wine in the right measure, in the right amount, the right intervals, could be very fine, could very be tasty, could uplift a person, but too much could make a person drunk. And that's why music also has to be done with the right measure, and the right amount, not all the time, not constantly. And it's a hard balance. But music, throughout the generations, from the times of the Levim in the Beis HaMikdash, David HaMelech in Tehillim, my own Zayde, the Helikach Sam Sefer, composed Nigunim with the lyrics. And we know even more recently, great Gedolim, past and present, who had become very emotional and inspired by singing. The Stipler was known to cry tears when he would sing certain Nigunim, certain songs. So we present to you today, and I've asked Simcha Jacobi, our singer of this evening, to sing two of the songs that I, Baruch Hashem, was Zeicha merited for Hashem to inspire me to compose. And they each have a message. The first song comes from the opening remarks of the first chapter of Mesilas Yesharim, the famous words that the foundation for all goodness and piety is for a person to know what his obligation in this world is. But it's more than this in this world, but it's in his world. His allotted time in this world. What a person's own obligation. Everybody has their own path to bring out Hashem's glory in this world. What is his obligation to bring out that glory of Hashem in his world, in the world that he was brought into, in the world that he knows of, with his own understanding by Hashem, guided through his teachers, through the Torah. And one way that we're able to bring out the Kiddush Hashem is by understanding that no matter how much we thank Hashem, it will never be enough. No matter how much we pay back Hashem, it will never be enough for how much Hashem gives us. That understanding, that's a thought which is really humbling, that everything that we can do for Hashem is really minuscule in comparison to what Hashem does for us all the time. And therefore, We can never thank you enough. We can never do enough to thank you, Hashem. I hope that these two nigun and these two songs will inspire those who hear it to increase our avodas Hashem. Thank you.